Welcome to Illuminated Lamb, where we discuss the themes of Christ and light as found in the scriptures. If you're following us on YouTube, please comment, share, like, and subscribe. It does help in our placement in the YouTube algorithm. Recently, I've been reading through the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy. It's one that's quoted in the responses of the Lord Jesus in his replies to Satan when being tempted. One of the things that you find in that chapter are warnings that the Lord God gives to the people of Israel before they entered into the promised land. The warnings were about what would happen when they entered into a land in which they had houses that they didn't build, vineyards they didn't plant. What should be their reaction in light of all of this? Should they think, oh, these are things that we came up with ourselves, we did these things by our own power? The Lord God is reminding them ahead of time several things, and these are the flip sides of the same coin about forgetting and remembering. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11, we read, "Take care lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his rules and his statutes, which I command you today." The flip side of this is found in verse 18, which reads, "You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers, as it is this day." As we read through the 8th chapter of Deuteronomy, we see that there are three commands not to forget and one specifically to remember. I think it's an important thing for us to have us every once in a while bring to mind, because there are ways in which we can subtly forget the things of God and forget God and forget Jesus Christ himself. We find an interesting command given to Timothy, who is a second-generation Christian minister, the protege of the Apostle Paul. In the letter of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 8, we read, "Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel." It seems rather unusual that the Apostle Paul would be telling his protege Timothy to remember Jesus Christ. You would think that Jesus Christ would not be one who is purged from his memory. It's not as if Timothy were some sort of theological or biblical sufferer of amnesia, and all of a sudden Jesus Christ is no longer in his memory or doesn't know who he is. I think the understanding of this is that the Lord Jesus needs to remain central in his thinking. There are any number of distractions which could take Timothy's attention somewhere else, even perhaps fine-sounding arguments, fine-sounding ways of trying to reason about the faith or other philosophies or other things in which, for lack of a better term, we could get severely distracted. And I believe this is Paul's way of telling Timothy, in essence, stay focused. And the way you stay focused is not by remembering necessarily other things, but remember Jesus Christ. Keep focused on him. Paul's words to Timothy are good advice for us as well. We live in a culture that is extremely distracting, that will attempt in many, many, many ways to take our attention from the things that we need to have our minds on to the things that are perhaps trivial, unimportant, things that are perhaps more blatantly evil. And I think it's a good reminder for us that as Paul has told Timothy, remember Jesus Christ, we need to do this as well. I want to point out to you that memory is not something that is necessarily a one and done. You just don't simply say, well, I remember Jesus Christ and I'm good. This is something that we need to cultivate. Good memories need to be cultivated because, again, the distracting world we live in is going to try to take our focus off of Christ and onto anything and everyone else. I find it interesting that in Scripture, the Lord God has provided for ways of remembering the things that he has done. This could be in accounts that are given, let's say at Passover, where a child may ask his parents, what is the significance of this night? It could also be the altar that was built on the other side of the Jordan when the Israelites were on different sides of the Jordan after they settled in the Promised Land. and how the altar acted as a way of reminding these people visually that they were one people, not two people who are divided by a river. So in terms of helps, I find an interesting text at the end part of Numbers chapter 15. Starting in verse 37, we read, "The Lord said to Moses, speak to the people of Israel and tell them to make tassels on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, and to put a cord of blue on the tassel of each corner. And it shall be a tassel for you to look at and remember all the commandments of the Lord to do them, not to follow after your own heart and your own eyes, which you were inclined to whore after. So you shall remember and do all my commandments and be holy to your God. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God." Something I found helpful as a mobile way of remembering the Lord, using what's in Numbers 15 as a principle, however applying it in practice to my 21st century life. What I do is carry with me, basically all the time, a pen like this, one that is a black colored pen with white and gray trim on it. It happens to be one of my favorite color combinations. And every time I see it and every time I use it, I think of God, I think of Christ, I think of Scripture, I think of who I'm called to be in Christ. It's a reminder to me of Christ, and I carry it with me basically everywhere I go. And again, trying to have a 21st century application to the principle of what we find in Numbers chapter 15. At the beginning of this episode, I made reference to Deuteronomy chapter 8. One thing I want to point out for myself and my wife's sake is that we have a static, for lack of a better term, or an unmoving reminder of who Christ is in our family room. And the view that you're taking a look at behind this shoulder, you may notice some items in the corner next to the cuckoo clock. One of them is a page or a leaf from the first printing of the King James Version of the Bible in 1611. Not a replica, it's the real deal. This thing is over 400 years old. And the page has the quote from the chapter from Deuteronomy chapter 8. And it's a reminder to me of the Lord God's work in several ways. One of them is knowing this page is over 400 years old. It often gives me pause to think what the Lord God has been doing during the time that this page has been in existence. From 1611 forward, you can take a look at the beginnings of at least British colonialism here in the United States, a century and a half, more than a century and a half, before the founding of the Republic that I'm a part of at this time in history. You can take a look at how many people have lived and died, how many lives have been influenced by the things of Christ, the work of Christ throughout the world. And you think this page has been somewhere, maybe in a library or in somebody's home or in a warehouse, but this page was existing when these things happened. And it's a good reminder to me of what God has done in real human history. Also, the fact that it is Deuteronomy chapter 8, it's a reminder that we are supposed to remember the Lord God and not forget him. So I think it's important for us to remember Jesus Christ, to cultivate that memory of Jesus Christ, and do what we can in order to keep him in memory. Now, I want to remember that what may work for me as a good reminder may work differently for you. You maybe have a picture of somebody in your home who was a friend, or maybe a father, a mother, a grandparent, whoever else, who was a very godly person. And when you see that picture, you're reminded, yeah, here's somebody who lived a life for Christ, and I want to live a life like they did. I mean, it could be any number of ways that you can remember who Christ is. However, I recommend that you find ways of remembering who Christ is. Not because that information is going to just disappear from your brain, but can disappear from the center of your focus, which is why it's important to have something like this with you all the time, so that your mind can go back to the centrality, the focus the laser-like focus we need to have on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're looking for some further thoughts of mine on how to set up remembrances of who Christ is and who we are in Christ, as well as how to recognize and work against those things in our culture which are looking to distract us, I would like to recommend to you my book, The Capsule, available on Amazon in print, in audiobook form, and ebook form. I do have a few more thoughts there, and they may be helpful and instructive for you. One thing that I think will really help us as we move forward in our Christian lives, and for those of us who are Christians, remember who you are in Christ.